This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This English lesson is designed to help you if you are planning on taking the IELTS exam or the TOEFL exam. In this English lesson, I will not be jumping off any bridges,
right?
I won't be walking around a hotel room. No vending machine. A vending machine is where you can purchase snacks, maybe some drinks. Maybe at one time there was a vending machine there. Now we have only ice. No, I'm in my classroom. I have a shirt and tie on because this is a serious sit-down lesson. Here are 15 words you might see on the TOEFL or IELTS exam.
What's going on? Everybody doing all right? In today's English lesson, what I want to do is talk about 15 words, give you the definition, use it in a sentence, and then show you a picture that tries to tell you what that word means. And for all of these pictures, I used AI. So as we go through some of these photos, you will see there are pretty major mistakes in some of them, not all of them. So the first one I want to talk about is actually a phrasal verb, and it's squeeze in. But maybe we should talk about what the verb squeeze means first. Like, I can do it with my hands. If something like an orange was in between my hands, that orange would get smaller. And as you can see in the picture, it looks like somebody is squeezing oranges to make orange juice. So that's the definition of squeeze. But whenever we use those verbs and put it into a phrasal verb like squeeze in, it does change the meaning slightly. So let's take a look at what the definition is. Squeeze in means to make room or time for something in a tight space or schedule. So let's say you're really busy one day. Maybe you just finished school and then you have to work in like 2 hours. Well, maybe you could squeeze in a nap. So there's a little bit of time there, and then you will make a little bit of time for something important. So how about this sentence? I can squeeze in a quick meeting between lunch and my next class. I like the nap one. I like to squeeze in naps every so often. Here's a sentence about that. I squeezed in a quick nap after school before I had to go to work. So hopefully now you know a little bit more about squeezed in. Here's the verb. I squeezed the orange to make juice. How's that? Not too bad. The next one I would like to talk about is natural. If somebody is a natural, that means something comes easy to them. They don't have to work that hard at it. Maybe they were born with really good skills. So here's the definition. A natural is someone who is very good at something without much effort or training. I wish this was the case for me. It is not. But if you look at the picture there, you can see hopefully there are no mistakes in this one. I don't think there are. I mean, I don't know what that math problem is. There could be mistakes there. But I mean, maybe that person is holding the calculator backwards. You know, I'm not sure, probably, right? But they are performing some kind of what looks to me to be a very complicated math problem. But if they were just born just really good at math, it came naturally to them, they didn't have to work at it, well, that's good. It's not the case for me. I'm very, very bad at math. She's a natural at math, solving problems easily. So please, if you're thinking to yourself or in the comments section, are you a natural at something? Is there something that you were good at? You didn't have to work very hard at, but you're just kind of good at it. I would say for myself, no. It seems like everything has come pretty hard to me. You know, even teaching English, which I think I do pretty well. I mean, I've been doing it for 20 years, so it's definitely not a natural thing for me to teach English. How about this one? Audition. An audition is a tryout for a role in a play, movie, or other performance. Let's make that picture a little bit bigger. This person looks like they have some judges on stage. Behind them, this is a weird setup for an auditorium where you might give this performance. But there is clearly a person on stage, looks like they're singing, and there are judges. But in the background, like, there are people watching from both sides. So AI might have messed up a little bit, but hopefully that makes sense. Like, if you want to have a part in a play, you have to audition in front of people. And they will either say, yeah, you're good for this part, or no, we need somebody else. So here's a sentence using audition. He went to an audition to get a part in the school play. AI doesn't look too bad, but if you think about it, like, why could there be people sitting on both sides of the stage? There really isn't a backstage there. Moving on. The next one is conflict. Conflict. So a conflict is a struggle or disagreement between people or ideas. And you can see right here, maybe there are brothers in that picture. Maybe they're just friends. I don't know. They look like the same person. Maybe they're twins. One is clearly a Monopoly fan because they even have a t-shirt with the game Monopoly on it. And they are holding a box. They want to play Monopoly. But the other friend or the twin wants to play Uno, and he has a bunny on his shirt for some reason. But if you look in the background, there are Uno cards on the table. So you can also let me know, which do you like better, Uno or Monopoly? I have to go with Uno just because it's a quick game, and sometimes Monopoly takes too long and I get bored. But here's a sentence using conflict. The two friends had a conflict over what game to play. The next term I would like to talk about is a verb, and that is tugs. I do have a picture for you that hopefully will make some sense here. But tugs means to pull something very hard. So in that picture, two pictures actually, over there, it looks like they are having a game of tug of war. Tug of war, we call it in English, where two groups of people get on either side of the rope and they try to pull the other team towards them. We call that tug of war. But also, you could just use the verb tug, meaning to pull something very hard. And in the picture, there is a man with a leash in his hand, and it looks like he's walking his dog. But it could be that that dog doesn't want to move, so the man might be tugging on the rope to get his dog to move. Tug. Also this. This could be pretty mean. The mean brother tugged at his sister's hair. Well, that's not very nice. But that English verb tug means to pull on something really quickly. Oh, this one. Homesown. Not exactly easy to say. Homesown. If something is homesown, that means it was probably made at home. So here's the definition right down there. Homesown means something made by sewing at home, usually clothes, or fabric items, rather than made in a factory. So if you're not familiar with that word sew or sewn, the past tense. In that picture, it looks like this person has a sewing machine, that black thing right there, and it is stitching that shirt, it looks like. So like all the clothes I'm wearing today, they were made in a factory. Hopefully not a sweatshop somewhere. Do you know what that term is? Sweatshop. It's pretty sad. But it's just basically where people are in a factory making clothes and the conditions aren't great and they're not paid a lot of money. But homesewn, if you have the talent, can be pretty cool. It means you make your clothes at home, which I don't think many people do anymore. She wore a beautiful homesewn dress to the party, which she made herself.
What's going on?
All right, different day, different clothing, but same advanced words. The next word I would like to talk about is a verb, and that is jiggle or jiggles. So let's look at the meaning. Jiggles means to shake or move with quick, short movements. And in that picture, it looks like there's some kind of jello. If you know that food that we call jello, that thing will jiggle. The slightest little movement, it will jiggle. The jelly jiggles when you touch it. Now, we've also talked about wobble before, and jelly and wobble are pretty close to the same thing. So jiggle and wobble are very close to the same meaning. Now, how about this one? I like this one quite a bit. It's slumps. Slumps is another verb. It's something you do. And I think that picture does a really good job of telling us what slumps is. Now, AI did mess up a little bit because if you see that other person, they don't have any legs. They don't have a face either, but that's okay. We're looking at the person in the foreground, not the background. So slumps means something falls or sits down heavily because of tiredness or disappointment. So that person in that chair is barefoot. Look at that. That's another bonus term right there. They don't have any socks on and they don't have any shoes. So we could say that they are barefoot. That person looks like they've had a hard day because they are slumping in the chair. Sometimes you might hear the phrasal verb, they're slumping down in their chair. Some parents, when they see their children slumping in the chair, they might say, "Hey, sit up straight. We want you to have good posture." Posture is the way that you hold your body. Couple bonus words there for you. How about this? After the long walk, he slumps down on the couch. So that person in the background without the face, they are sitting on a couch. You also might hear sofa, but the person in the foreground, the person with the face, they are slumping in a chair. I don't know if that's a recliner. A recliner allows you to sit back, almost lay down in a chair. That just looks like a regular chair. The next picture, this is it's a bad one. Maybe we should look at the picture first. AI really messed up on this one. AI has a hard time depicting fingers. They have a hard time like representing fingers in pictures. So you can see the finger for the mother and the baby, those fingers are a little wonky, we might say. They're a little messed up. It looks like they might have too many fingers sometimes, or they are in unnatural positions. But the biggest problem that I have with this picture is that baby's like neck. So that part of the guitar that is going through the baby, we call that the guitar neck. And it's actually not going through the neck of the baby. It's going through the shoulder of the baby. So the guitar neck is going through the shoulder of the baby. So we're going to talk about soothes here. Not an easy word to say, soothes. That means to make someone feel calm or less worried. So you can imagine a mother playing a guitar, probably softly, would soothe that baby to sleep. But if that baby has a guitar neck going through its shoulder, I don't think that is very soothing. But let's look at soothes in a sentence. The soft music soothed the baby and she stops crying. It's not an easy sentence to say. I don't know if I said it exactly right. Let me say it again. The soft music soothes the baby to sleep. Or I should say, the soft music soothes the baby and she stops crying. Not easy to say. How about this next one? To make worthwhile. To make worthwhile. You will hear this in English sometimes. And to make something worthwhile means to do something that makes an effort or action valuable or rewarding. So you do something, and because you do that, you might be rewarded in some way. And if that's the case, then it's worthwhile to do. If you look at that picture, again, a few mistakes that AI made, but nothing major. It looks like this person may have studied really hard, and it looks like they got an A on an assignment. So studying can be worthwhile if you get a really good grade. How about this? Studying hard for the test will make it worthwhile when you get good grades. To make something worthwhile, it means it's worth doing. It's a good thing to do because the result will be even better for you. A lot of people are going on diets here in the United States. We have a new year, and so a lot of people want to get more healthy. So maybe if you start eating a little better, it will be worthwhile because you'll feel healthier. Maybe your clothes will fit a little better. Clothes. It's not an easy word to say either, is it? We have another verb here. Pokes. I can show you with my finger. And it is a verb. It's something you do. You usually take this finger. We might call that the pointer finger. And you do this. You poke. You might poke somebody in the shoulder to get their attention. Oh, excuse me. Maybe there is a full bus. There aren't a lot of seats. And maybe you want to squeeze in. We have that. We'll go back to that other word. Hey, can you move over? I want to squeeze in. I want a seat. Maybe there are two people sitting on a bus seat, but you think you can fit three on there. Excuse me. Can you move over so I can squeeze in? But let's talk about pokes here. In that picture, it looks like the father, maybe. They're flying a kite, and he's kind of poking his son. That's not exactly how we use pokes. I think my example is better, but you can see that the pointer finger is extended. And I don't know, I guess they're not a great example, AI, of pokes. Pokes means to push something quickly and lightly with a finger or a pointed object. How about this? He gently pokes his friend to get her attention.